Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Not a fan of Dr. Greer, because I think he's been doing a lot of things to profit. Stephen Bassett is, as far as I'm concerned, I know the guy, he's been on the show a number of times. I think he's thoroughly sincere in what he's doing. Whether he's, you know, chasing windmills, I don't know. But he believes in what he's saying. He's been talking about disclosure for, what, 25 years now? And it doesn't seem to happen. Now, the U.S. Senate. Of course, we have that article that came out in 2017 in the New York Times. And we had Ralph Blumenthal, one of the authors, on here. We had Leslie Kane a number of times, along with the Pentagon correspondent from the New York Times. And it revealed this project to look into UAPs. Now, amongst those who were involved, the late Senator Stevens from Alaska, a Republican with, shall we say, a checkered reputation for honesty, and he was even charged and possibly convicted of a crime, a white-collar crime. The late Senator Harry Reid, a former Democratic Senate Majority Leader, who was very close with Bob Bigelow, the fellow, of course, the hotel magnate associated with the Skinwalker Ranch. Senator Reid, in his statements after he retired from Congress, shows me this guy was clearly an E.T. believer, 100%. And he got the military to allocate $22 million to investigate UAPs. Now, as we all know, in military parlance, when you look at the Pentagon budget, it's the equivalent of spending 30 cents on something to put $22 million. And that's, you know, I'd say it's even less, but I'll say 30 cents and I'll be generous. That was largely a gift to Bigelow, who used the money. And speaking of MUFON, MUFON got some of the money to engage in some investigations, but it didn't work out well. I think it was mostly a question of who owned the sightings, property rights, intellectual property rights, whatever. Whatever. Anyway, the thing looking in retrospect is, yes, now suddenly the government is taking UFOs seriously, even if they call them UAP. We've got people like Luis Elizondo, who's marketing a forthcoming book, and from a mid-level security analyst, is making himself into some kind of big personality. Fine. As they say, mazel tov.
Right.
Okay. So the question here is, was this project originally just a kickback to Bigelow, because Bigelow contributed and was a friend of Senator Reid and contributed to his campaign? Or was it something genuinely trying to research something and figure out what happened? Then we have the naval UFO experiences. And we have all the current interest in UFOs. Like every year in the new Pentagon budget, they continue a UFO or UAP organization with a different name. And I haven't paid attention to the names anymore. I say, what's the name going to be next year? I don't know what they're doing or where they're going with this. But one of the people involved in that program co-wrote an article where he did not dismiss the possibility of aliens sending their craft here. So what can I say? They basically say, we don't know what they are. We have no evidence they're spaceships. But then you look at this project and you say, well, if we recovered wreckage at Roswell, what's the point of this? What about the, I don't know if you're familiar with the case here, the case in Brazil, in Virginia, Brazil, that formed the basis of the James Fox documentary, Moment of Contact. Now, allegedly, in that instance, the wreckage of the crashed spaceship was given to the U.S. military for analysis. If they got all this wreckage sitting there, why would they say we have no evidence of spaceships? So I'm glad the investigation's going on. I just have those qualms.
And, Gene, I think it was just bodies. I don't know if they ever recovered
any wreckage from the Varginha. I can never pronounce that. The Brazil case.
Varginha. It's like Virginia, but you got to give a zh. It's Virginia with a zh.
There you go.
And somebody who speaks Portuguese now is going to be yelling at me in Portuguese and telling me he screwed it up. Well, obviously there was a crash something. So I got the impression they included wreckage too. It wasn't just the bodies.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think, you know, the most of the information that I've ever run across, you know, I mean, there was the possible location, but the emphasis was always on at least one body and possibly several.
That was the case that really, really influenced James Fox, as he told us when we came on the show to talk about the film. Daniel, have you seen that film?
No, I know James Fox has a new one that's coming out this weekend, I believe.
Another new one? I know Moment of Contact came out last year.
No, brand new. I believe Friday. Brand new one. I met James Fox at Alien Con, and I forget the name of it, but it's a brand new one. It's going to stream on all the digital platforms this Friday. Getting back to the UAPs, the three recent ones over North America, a couple of things. I remember Biden went on TV to, you know, quote unquote, explain them. And I was watching that on CNN and I was thinking to myself, wow, this is a chance for Joe Biden, an 80-year-old man, to become the disclosure president right here. It's in his hand right now. And when he talked, we shot down three things. We don't really know what they were. We think the first one was a hobbyist balloon, So I'm looking at some research I did about that first one. It was the size of a small car, not similar in size or shape to the China balloon. When the media asked Glenn Van Herrick, the Air Force general responsible for overseeing North American airspace, about that shooting down. This is the February 10th shoot down. He refused to rule out extraterrestrial forces at play. So, okay, that's pretty interesting. Anyway, I was hoping that Biden was going to go for it and say, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you people. We shot down three craft. We don't know what they are. We're not sure. We'll let you know when we recover them. But it was like the first, well, I think the first one was a hobbyist balloon from Montana, if I recall correctly, which, okay, even if it was, how come they didn't show that one ever? What about the other two? You know, what about the other two? One was cylindrical and one was the size of a car. And these are not balloons. They weren't. Why didn't they give any, and no media, here's the other thing, like a Leslie Keene. Why didn't Leslie King or Ralph Blumenthal, why didn't they say, hey, President Biden, you know, it's been 2 months, by the way. What were those three UAPs that we shut down? It's been 2 months. No one's ever talked about it. Everyone forgot about it. Jim Acosta on CNN said, ooh, am I hearing the X-Files music? I remember when he said that, I got upset. How does the world forget that we shot down three unidentified flying objects? How does the world forget that? It upsets me greatly.
What the press of events here? So many things are happening across the world. The political byplay here. I mean, in the middle of this, okay, they're charging Trump with this, that, and the other thing, and there's politics in the House and Senate, and we got all this stuff going on. And if E.T. landed tomorrow, it may make CNN and MSNBC and that other channel we don't mention, it may make them for a day or two. And then the story would disappear, because that's what happens right now. Indeed, I think that if President Biden came on TV tomorrow and said, we've done our investigation of the UAP mystery and we see great indications here that they are from an off-world origin, visitors from another planet. If you're a Democrat, you'll believe him. If you're an independent, If you're a Republican, it's fake news, folks. He's got some kind of liberal agenda, and he's just trying to take control of us. He's trying to feed us a lot of nonsense. I want to use the other word. That's the crazy world in which we live. And it also means that if real evidence is out there, it wouldn't get the kind of coverage you would expect. Dan, Gene, and Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So the title of your book, I want to go back to here.
Sure.
After They Came. Let's look at give me a summary of this. Because
sure,
obviously it conveys an impression which I expect is related to disclosure.
Very much so. So after they came, here's the storyline. The storyline is there's a man named Jonathan Tuckerman living in Los Angeles. and he's miserable with his life. He's a sad sack. His business has failed. His children don't speak to him. His first wife he killed in a car accident. His second wife left him. He's alone in life, and he's about to turn 70, and he just hates his life. So on his 70th birthday, he gets a giant bottle of vodka. He gets a million sleeping pills, drives out to Malibu, parks his car, takes off his clothes, drinks all the vodka, takes all the pills, swims out to sea in the Pacific, and drowns. Those are the first 5 pages of my book. This guy goes out to sea and drowns because that's all he wanted to do was commit suicide. As he's drowning in the ocean, an enormous UFO comes up out of the Pacific, right from where he was, comes up straight above him, beams him on board, saves his life, and flies slowly over all of Los Angeles, arriving at Dodger Stadium. By the time he gets to Dodger Stadium, because it was so slow to get there, police cars, ambulances, fire trucks, media, lights, cameras, microphones, police, shotguns and cameras, everything has collected at Dodger Stadium because the craft is hovering above Dodger Stadium now. Finally, after a while, it stops spinning. It opens up its bottom door and out come a beautiful, gorgeous Nordic male alien, tall, 7 foot tall alien, long silver white hair, pale skin, blue eyes, and like these beautiful white silky glowing robes. Equally beautiful woman comes down next to him, same, looks exactly like the other guy. And then they beam down this poor schmuck, Jonathan Tuckerman, who just was drowning in the ocean. Now he's naked, and they beam him down onto second base, naked. He has no idea what's happened. The story takes place in 2033, 10 years from now. The male alien says, "People of Earth, don't be afraid. We're here to help you. We love you. We've been here for tens of thousands of years. We are not here to harm you. We've come to help you overcome some of your insurmountable problems. But there's one caveat. We're only going to work through this man, Jonathan Tuckerman." And the guy's naked. He's naked. He's laying there. He is like asleep, has no idea what to do. We have a relationship with him. He's important to us. Respect him. We will work only through him. If you have problems, world, go to this guy. This is our guy. We'll come back in a month, and we'll see you then. So the two aliens get back on the ship. Ship vanishes, takes off. Now this poor schlub, it's his 70th birthday. He just drowned but came back to life. And now the world's media is right there and going, "Who are you? What's going on? How did you get saved by aliens? Mr. Tuckerman, is that your name? What's going on?" And he looks up. He goes, "What? What? What's happening?" That's the opening scene in my book.
That sounds like the opening scene in a movie before the titles.
Okay, I'll tell Spielberg when I pitch this movie to him.
Don't tell me you're not going to pitch this. You are, aren't you?
Yeah. No, actually, yeah. I'm going to pitch it to Spielberg by hook or crook. Actually, I'm going to. But anyway, that's the opening scene. So this guy, all he wanted to do was be dead. And in the opening scene of this movie or book, whatever, he's now the most famous man in the world because the most gorgeous aliens from Pleiades or the future or wherever they're from have just saved him on global live national television. What does that say? Aliens are here. They exist. Their technology is far beyond ours. They just told us they've been here for tens of thousands of years. They were involved with the creation of mankind. So, you know, in 8 minutes, it solves a lot of the world's biggest mysteries right off the bat. So my book is in thirds, Gene. There's 3 sections. So the rest of the first third is they bring this poor schlub to the president of the United States at the White House. I based her on Oprah Winfrey, because when I first wrote the first draft, Oprah Winfrey, there was a rumor she might run for president. So in my book, in 10 years from now, we have an African-American lady president in her 70s based on Oprah Winfrey. And the president meets with this guy and says, "Mr. Tuckerman, what on earth just happened? Who are you? What's going on? How did aliens know you?" And he's in the White House now. He goes, "Madam President, I don't have the slightest idea what's going on. I just wanted to be dead. I have no idea what's happening in my life. I have no idea whatsoever." So she sets him up at the UN. She goes, "Okay, you're going to be the world's first interstellar galactic ambassador." She gives him an office at the UN. She reunites him with his long-lost children. She gives him a team. She gives him $100 million budget, and she says, you work with the aliens and keep me posted on what they want to do. So over the course of that first year when they're together, he and the aliens eliminate nuclear weapons. They eliminate physical disease. They eliminate mental illness. They eliminate all the guns on the earth. They reverse climate change. They end famine. They provide clean water. They provide gold to build homes for the homeless. And within a year's time, at the end of the year's time, his lead character gets a Nobel Peace Prize for having worked with the aliens to cure all of mankind's biggest problems. That's the first third of the book. Do we have to break?
Actually, we will only in a couple of minutes. So why don't you give us part two?
So at the end of part one, right, he's on top of the world. He's reunited with his children. He meets a woman, doctor, who they fall in love. So it's a beautiful woman. So on day one, he's 70 and is killing himself. And 1 year later, exactly a year later, he's the most famous man in the world, Nobel Peace Prize winner, friend of aliens. They call him the Hero of Earth. That's his nickname, the Hero of Earth. That's part one of three. The second part is people start asking him, hey, Mr. Tuckerman, yeah, thanks for all you've done, but how come they chose you? You know, there's 8 billion people on Earth. Why did these remarkable aliens of all the people in the world, why did they choose you? He goes, you know what? I never asked them. I don't have the slightest idea. They go, don't you think it's time? It's been a year. Don't you think maybe, you know, yeah, maybe I should ask them. So in part two, he asks them, hey, can I ask you why me? And they give him a device. And the device is like a home movie. It's like a shoebox, but it's like a little home movie theater. And the lead alien says, Jonathan, watch these movies of your parents, and you'll understand. So it turns out that Jonathan's father, this is where my father comes in, Jonathan's late dad, 70 years earlier in time, saved the life of an alien baby who had crashed to Earth. He was a scientist. He was doing missile launches at Vandenberg Air Force in 1963, and his missile collided with a little UFO, and this little baby alien fell to Earth, and he saved the life of the baby alien. And it turns out that one of the surprises in the book is that little baby alien is now the adult male alien 70 years later who saved Jonathan from the Pacific Ocean.
We'll get more into saving things with Dan, yep. Gene, and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA News Update. President Biden ordering the Pentagon to get a handle on how it handles classified documents. Georgia firefighters containing a massive fire at a resin plant that forced an evacuation order to be issued for some surrounding areas. Lincoln University in Chester County, Pennsylvania, was in lockdown last night after a double shooting on campus. That lockdown was lifted this morning. Two females who were not students were injured. They are in stable condition. The suspect still on the loose. Three New Mexico officers on administrative leave after they opened fire on a man while responding to the wrong address for a domestic violence call. That incident left that 52-year-old man dead, his wife being shot at while all three kids were in the house. No other injuries were reported. Corey Myers, USA News.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Micah Hanks of the Grayling Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So the alien that he saved comes back 70 years later and does all this stuff. You say why they chose him, but why did they pick that particular time to reveal themselves to the public?
Okay, very good question. They had been saving. All right, so it turns out they put a tracker. All right, when the baby alien met his parents 70 years earlier, he implanted a tracking device into Phoebus Jonathan, the lead character, so that he could always keep track of him. So part two of the book, you see throughout Jonathan's life, the numerous times he almost died or was severely injured. Every time this alien was committed to paying back the parents for this favor. So this alien, every time Jonathan almost was killed or injured, saved his life numerous times throughout the course of his life. At the age of 70, they figured, you know what? Now's the time. I don't know. I never thought of that, why it would be now. But I liked it. I thought it made sense. Also, part two, the aliens give Jonathan two devices to share with the world. The first is something they call a dream theater. Now, I wrote this story, Gene, in the 70s in high school as a short story. I put it in the book. They give Jonathan, dream theater, it's a device that records your, think about this, records your dreams. Every human records their dreams at night. And when you wake up in the morning, it's a little projector and you can watch your dreams as though you're watching TV. When I wrote that in the 70s, my teacher gave me an A++. He goes, this is the best short story I've ever read by a high school student. So it took me decades to like shove that into this book. So he markets Dream Theater. Everyone around the world buys this device, and it's the big, it's like the new Apple iPhone. Everyone in the world has Dream Theater. Then they show him the whole movie of him with his parents. His mother was also involved with saving the baby alien. And then he markets this, he calls it Second Chance Theater. You get a chance to watch your old home movies. Apparently God or the universe has recorded every human life. And this machine can access anyone's home movies from out the, think about that. Every moment of every human life that ever was, you could, through this device, you can watch, you know, when you got rejected at the eighth grade dance by a girl, you can watch it here.
But I wouldn't want to have nightmares watching what I did wrong for the past 300 years.
So I'm still trying to get over my regrets as well. I know what you're saying.
Right. But so this wouldn't necessarily be a gift.
Well, Gene, in this version, you can go into the scene, though. Here's the thing. The aliens have it so you can go into the scene for those moments, fix, undo what you did wrong so you can get it off your chest. But when you come out, when your brain, you know, your brain waves, whatever, when you come back out of the machine, you didn't change history. It's called Second Chance Theater. Let's say someone died on their deathbed. You didn't have a chance to say goodbye to them in real life. With this machine, you can go to that moment, say goodbye, I love you. You know, it's to get things off of your chest, really. So that's called Second Chance Theater. Jonathan becomes a multimillionaire. He markets that. It becomes another huge invention. And then at the end of part two, his mother is dying, and it turns out that his mother also knew that little baby alien. And his mother says, Jonathan, you have a twin sister. And he goes, what? And the mother on her deathbed says, you have to find your twin sister. Promise me before I die. You'll find your twin sister. He goes, I promise. Mother dies. That's the end of part two. Part three, I won't reveal what happens, but in part three, he and his family travel the world looking for the sister. And when he meets the sister, it's a huge twist to the whole story.
Hopefully it's a happy ending.
It's a happy ending up until the very last page. Not to give it away, but I'm a huge JFK assassination theory person. And let's just say that there are moments on the last page that are not dissimilar to poor JFK.
Okay, well, I'm looking at the last page now. I will not reveal what I see. Okay? You will not know.
Well, read the book after they came. It's on Amazon, Kindle, or print. I couldn't afford to do the audio version. I wish I did because people have been asking. But if you like science fiction and you like an original story, this book has been embraced by Nick Pope, Richard Dolan, Lynn Katai, Travis Walton, Chase Klutsky, and Kathleen Martin. They've all enjoyed it. They've all told me that they've enjoyed this book. I handed it to Eric. Oh, Gene, this is funny. I handed it to Eric Landatigan a month ago at AlienCon. I said, Eric, I have a gift for you. Oh, thank you. He goes, I haven't read this one yet. I go, Eric, it just came out 3 days ago. I thought that was really sweet when he said that. I gave it to Giorgio. Nick Pope gave me the quote on the cover. It says, a delightful tale of wonder and hope, Nick Pope. That's on the cover of my book. And I've been very blessed that people like it. It was divinely inspired. My dad's death inspired this book. It's a tribute of me to my dad after his passing.
Well, best of luck with it. We have a PDF copy, Tim and I, of the book, and we're going to be reading it more. I've read some of it already, but I don't want to tell you how it ends, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not the kind of guy who goes to pay the last page and says, okay, had enough with this, let me see how it ends. We don't do that.
Well, I will say that it's a very highly dramatic ending. However, I left room open, if there's going to be a sequel for a book or a movie, I did leave an open door for a sequel.
So it'd be like a mini-series or a part one, part two, or something like this. You can make into a short-term series like 10 episodes a season.
Well, Gene, you're the second person who told me. Someone else said this should be a six-part mini-series on Netflix. I said, yeah, and my hair should go back on my head, you know? I mean, sure, of course, I'd love it. My mother goes, when are you going to call your friend Steven? Because I met him in 2010. I said, Mom, I can't just call Steven. He would like your story. He did E.T. Oh, really, Mom? Steven did E.T.? Okay, thank you. My mother's 88, God bless her, still alive. Little old Brooklyn lady, still alive.
Why does she sound like Howard Stern's mother?
Oh, every time I heard Howard Stern's mother, I thought it was my mother. Exactly the same. Oh, that's how you talk to your mother? You know? Yeah, same voice. Same harsh Jew, Brooklyn Jew woman voice.
Well, of course, with Howard Stern's mother, I don't know if she's still alive or not, but when I heard her on the show, that's what she sounded like. My mother did not sound like that.
Really? Okay,
she was second generation here, and she sounded just like a normal person. I can't say today if she had a distinctive Brooklyn accent. It's too many years ago. She left in the 80s, 1980s, so we do not know. I can't recall how she sounded. My father was a mixture of Brooklyn, and he grew up in Manhattan and traveled around the country for a while. So he was a mixture. So we never figured him out. My brother had a little bit of the New York going on in him, but he was Big Pharma. He was an early entrant as Big Pharma. He had started a investment banking service specializing in the healthcare industry and genome projects, as a matter of fact. And before that, he was a development executive, research executive for Johnson & Johnson in the days when Reach toothbrushes were invented. So he boasted he was the inventor of Reach toothbrushes.
That's pretty cool.
Irony of that is there was a magazine once called Longevity, which is no longer here. It didn't last long. But there was an article in there saying, in a sense, I'm just paraphrasing, why Wally Steinberg will live forever. Now, you can see the punchline here. The article came out a year later, age 61, he dies in his sleep. Like he challenged the powers that be. How dare you say you're going to live forever? We'll show you once or twice. This was 1995. There you go. Big Pharma. He was part of that, whatever you think of Big Pharma. Okay?
Interesting.
Dan Harari, Gene Steinberg, Tim Swartz, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hello, this is John Burroughs, one of the witnesses to the Rendlesham UFO incident. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We continue with Dan, Gene, and Tim. Dan is going to be back for the After the Paracast podcast, or he'll be right back, and we'll talk with him further about lots of things. And we got into disclosure, sort of, Dan, earlier when we were talking about the current project. And we know some people like Steve Bassett have been talking of disclosure for years. Back in the 1950s, Major Donald Kehoe was talking of disclosure, but not using that word. He said, you know, well, I think it's going to come, the truth is out there, and I think we're going to have it revealed. It never was during his lifetime, very long lifetime. Here we are today, and it doesn't look like anything is happening. So as we progress here, moving onward and upward, do you think disclosure is going to happen in your lifetime, my lifetime, whatever?
Last month I went to AlienCon Pasadena. I met all the ancient alien characters, all of them. And then late March, a few weeks ago, I went to UFOCon in San Francisco. My brother lives in Monterey. My brother and I went together. And Steve Bassett gave a presentation at UFOCon. I met him afterwards. I gave him my book as a gift. This is funny, Gene. I happened to mention I'm a Hollywood publicist. He goes, "You're a publicist? Really? You're a publicist? I need a publicist. So he gave me his business card. He goes, let's stay in touch. Let's definitely stay in touch. I should share. It'd be my honor to be in touch. Like you said earlier, Steve Bassett is very passionate about this. At the end of his talk, Gene, at UFOCon, he said, this is my new hashtag. It's hashtag months, not years for disclosure. Months, not years. And I thought, okay, that's very, very wishful thinking. I would love to see this in our lifetime. My daughter's 33. She turned 33 the other day. I said, Anjali, I truly hope you live to see disclosure. It's going to happen. It's going to be huge and important. And she said, Dad, I hope you're still alive. I said, yeah, me too. I would love it. I'm telling you, when I saw Biden try to explain the three UAPs that he did not explain, like I said earlier, Gene, there was a little thing in the back of my head. I was like, come on, Joe, you can do it, man. You can do it. All you got to do is say, we don't know where these came from, what these are. They may have been from somewhere else. A couple of words, five words. He would have become the disclosure president. He would have been the guy. And I love Joe Biden. As a human being, he's a warm person. And I was like, Joe, you can do this for me. I'm alive. You're alive. Go for it. And he did it. He stopped short. Does he know? Maybe not. Did the military tell him the truth? Maybe not. I believe not every president has been informed. Reagan apparently knew. Dick Cheney, of course. George Bush Sr., of course. Some of the other younger, more modern presidents, I don't know. Obama and Clinton, I don't know if they were ever told. I would love to see it in our lifetime. I certainly hope my daughter lives to see it in her life.
What about Jimmy Carter? He had a sighting.
Reagan had two sightings. I believe he was in airplanes both times. Carter had a sighting. Clinton tried very hard to get, I know Podesta worked with him, to try to get the files. You've probably seen the clip of Clinton on Jimmy Kimmel, and Kimmel goes, come on, Mr. President, tell us about it. He goes, Jimmy, I looked into it. They didn't tell me. I don't know. They didn't tell me. Jimmy Kimmel asked Obama. He goes, Obama goes, Jimmy, I really laughed and goes, I can't talk about it. I'm really sorry. I really can't talk about it. How much do our presidents know? Whoever runs, whoever are the new Majestic 12 today in this era, whoever those guys are, I think they're more powerful than any of our U.S. presidents.
Well, we have two former CIA directors who want more information on the subject, most recently Brennan. And you think, you're head of the CIA, you're head of this large intelligence organization, you don't know?
If they don't know, there's something very wrong, right? I mean, who are these super powerful people up there? More powerful than our president and the head of the CIA. I'm sure Cheney knew. Did you ever hear the radio broadcast? Cheney was interviewed when he was VP, and someone called in on the radio, said, Mr. Vice President, tell us about aliens and UFOs. And he goes, do you think I'm going to share that information with you? The way he said it was like, of course I know. You think I'm going to share this information with you? The way Cheney said it, man, it was fantastic. It's so obvious.
Well, he's still around, so maybe he'll reveal something before he gets his next replacement heart.
Right. It would be nice if one of these Alpha Cockers would show some courage. And again, I really, truly thought Biden, I was like, I went into a daze. I'm like, this is going to be it. That's live TV. I'm going to see it right now. Oh, yo, it was a balloon from Montana. No, Joe, I don't think it was a balloon from Montana. I really don't think so.
You know what's interesting here, though? Back in the 2016 campaign, with Trump and Clinton, please no politics. I just can't stand any more of that. All right. So Hillary Clinton is asked about UAPs. She said that's what we call them now. And you knew she's interested. And she says she would look into it if she became president. She said this on the all-night shows. Trump never, ever criticized her. I mean, he was running around saying, lock her up, lock her up. I thought, you know, this would be an opening for him to say, oh, she's a complete whack job. She's talking about flying saucers. He said nothing. And even when he was asked whether you like him or not, he was kind of straight about it. That particular subject he didn't embrace. He stayed away from.
I watched that clip recently. I believe it was Fox. I go, Mr. President, can you tell us about UFOs? He goes, I don't know if they're real or not. Maybe. I don't know. No one told me. I'm not sure. But I'm open-minded, maybe, but I don't want to talk about it, but I'm really not sure. So you're right, Gene. He never discounted it, you know?
And Clinton remained interested. And, of course, we know that John Podesta worked with Leslie Kane on her first book, and he was very seriously interested in the subject. And you think about this, people in authority. Hillary Clinton, her husband's president for two terms. They took over from H.W., who may or may not have known something. And you think, the president of the United States doesn't have the clearance. Can't he demand, I want to know what UFOs are? What can they say? Can they say it's above my pay grade? It's above your pay grade? Maybe the head of the CIA, who's a political appointee, they can hide it from. But if there is a truth, which is the other question, if there is a truth to be known about UFOs, you'd think any of these people, if they wanted or made the right effort, if they asked nicely or not so nicely, they would know. And I have the other theory, which you won't like, but we can go into it in after the PowerCast. I would think here that if these people in authority do not know, there is either a tremendous secret that is just too far above them, or there is no secret. Basically, the military lives within the corners of their mission. And spaceships are not within their missions. They don't want to know about it because they can't understand it. They don't want to know things they cannot understand. So what may be happening here, you can consider this, Daniel, that the military doesn't know because they do not want to know. They rather just wipe the slate clean. What do you think?
100% opposite. They've known since 47. They know all about it. They know all about it. If you believe Matruman and Majestic 12, they set up the protocols for disk recovery, alien living and dead body recovery. There's been too many anecdotal stories all over the world. You know, Kecksburg, the people that saw the crash in Kecksburg. In my strong opinion, we've known, the major governments of the world have known since 47. They keep it from us. We don't know why. And it would be nice if they decided now would be a good time to share it with the rest of them.
Hey, Daniel, do you have a website or someplace we can check you out and find more about what you're doing?
Yeah. So I've written four books altogether. So Dan Harari Author, Dan Harari Author, A-U-T-H-O-R, danhararioauthor.com is all my information, and you can contact me there, and I'd love to hear from you, danhararioauthor.com.
You can find us on Twitter if you look for the PowerCast. Of course, with them laying 80% of Twitter's employees off, there may not be a Twitter to even talk about. So we also have our presence on Facebook. We have two segments on Facebook. We also have the PowerCast shop at theparacast.shop, where you can get branded merchandise for the show. And we also have the PowerCast Plus at theparacast.plus, where you get this show free of the network ads, the After the PowerCast podcast, where Daniel will be back. We offer a special deal. If you subscribe for 5 years or lifetime subscriptions, and we've been doing this since 2014 for the PowerCast Plus, you get a 20% discount with the coupon code UFO20, UFO20. Go to theparacast.plus to sign up, theparacast.plus. Daniel Harari, thank you so much for joining us on the PowerCast.
My pleasure, you guys. This is great. Thank you.
The PowerCast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the PowerCast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.